Louisa Chu. She's a food critic for the Chicago Tribune. And Louisa, you're raving about this Mexican restaurant in Pilsen. Seafood restaurant, but they sell breakfast tacos too?
Yes, they do. And how did you get the soundtrack inside my head, Lisa? I'm not sure.
You can't shake it now.
Right? But yes, so Marisco San Pedro, which is the Mexican seafood restaurant at Thalia Hall in Pilsen, they opened with some amazing, of course, tacos and other seafood specialties. But then just late last year, like in November, they launched a weekend brunch. And that's where you get these stunning breakfast tacos and a few other baked goods. And then also this like amazing cornbread, which is slathered in brown sugar and butter, and my mouth is watering just thinking about it.
Oh, gosh. I believe we talked to the co-owner when they were opening up that restaurant. And I know in your review you talked about shrimp. Is it gobernador? What is that?
It is the shrimp gobernador, which is literally translates to the governor's taco. And the original is kind of like this overstuffed shrimp quesadilla, which is like folded into a taco. But the one that they do there at Marisco San Pedro is like this handheld edible art. They take cheese, fry it on the griddle, and make like that kind of like crispy, lacy kind of thing that's happening. And then they pile in some marinated shrimp in there, roll it up, and then put that on a warm house-made tortilla and top it with like a little bit of like all these delicious little bits and toppings. And it's amazing. It's just stunning.
And this chef, from what I recall, has quite a history in Chicago, right? This co-owner of the restaurant?
Yeah. So there's actually three partners who are chefs at this restaurant. And so I'm sure you talked to everybody, Lisa. You're way ahead of me. So Marcos Asensio is the chef of Mexican descent who partnered with Olivier Poilvé, whose family owns Le Bouchon, I should say. He co-owns it with his brother, and his parents, you know, founded that legacy. And then also an Italian pastry chef who's also their third partner, and that's Antonio Encandela. And so they kind of combine these cultures, you know. It's Mexican seafood, but then they're drawing on Mexican heritage, French, and Italian.
And what's the thing that people say is an octopus dog, but it's not really an octopus dog? What is it?
Right, exactly. So it's not an octopus sausage, which is what I thought. And it's not like, you know, how they cut up hot dogs to make it look like the octopus when they cook them up. But it is actually like a whole tentacle that is cooked tender, then charred on the grill, and then served up almost kind of like a cross between a lobster roll and then like also like, you know, like some of these like, you know, fresh, spicy toppings. And it's like so beautiful and just like so stunning. And it's so funny because, you know, like they have like all these different layers included in there are these like super tender, flavorful beans. And Marcos, who's one of the chef partners, was saying sometimes it's just like eating that buttery bread with the beans.
Mm. You know, I love that in your article you said that they do so much business at their brunch that they no longer could keep up with how many tortillas they had to make. So they now use flour tortillas from El Milagro, which I am happy to see because those are my favorite tortillas, and you can get them in most grocery stores across Chicagoland. Do you think they're at the top when it comes to, you know, available tortillas, or do you have another suggestion for us that we can get in grocery stores?
You know, in grocery stores, El Milagro is probably the best quality tortillas. They have a complicated situation happening there, but
yeah,
those tortillas are amazing. And yeah, so they had tried making their own flour tortillas, couldn't keep up, tried it on the corn tortillas, which they still make. And they're just like, you know, they just are more flour tortillas are more breakfasty, and so they've got these, like, you know, big, soft, warm flour tortillas, and again that crispy cheese layer. And then on top of the breakfast taco, they make their own sausage patty in-house. And then they also make this, like, egg souffle. And then the funniest thing that I was like, I'm not sure what happened here. It's a half of a hash brown patty. And I was like, what? How come there's only half a patty on here? Because these are not an inexpensive taco.
Right.
Super worth it. And, like, absolutely worth it, especially with the soaring price of eggs. But, you know, they're so thoughtful about it because, again, these are, like, composed so beautifully. And they're like, you know, we tried it with the whole hash brown, and it was just, like, it was too big. It was too much. It was like a burrito, not a taco. And so totally worth it. And I kind of am also declaring that the breakfast taco is the new breakfast sandwich.
I think so, too. I can eat a breakfast. Well, I'm not going to eat a breakfast taco every morning, but I could whenever I'm in Mexico. That's what I do every morning because they're so delicious and they beat the heck out of a, you know, a fast food breakfast. In fact, I think a lot of Mexican places in and around Chicagoland, especially in the suburbs, are now open for breakfast because that's what people choose to eat.
Absolutely. You are a woman of the world, and I haven't had breakfast tacos. I haven't been to Mexico yet, but
really?
Absolutely. We're starting. I know. Can you believe it?
Wow.
But
do you make your own tortillas? Because I know you're such an accomplished chef. So do you make your own tortillas or do you buy them?
No, I sadly do not make my own tortillas. I spend way too much time in France. And so I do not know how to make my own tortillas. And again, we're like kind of in the epicenter of all of these amazing small tortilla houses around Chicago, right, where, you know, we can go to, like, I mean, like my big jewel, we get the jewels, you know, we get the warm tortillas, you know, in the box. And
what?
All the,
what jewel is that?
I know there, you know, it's been a while, but it's, there used to be the one, I'm not sure if the one over by Six Corners on Northwest Side still has them, but we used to get warm tortillas there. But, like,
nice.
Now I go to the small markets, and, like, everybody's got the warm tortillas, but certainly at, like, Carniceria Jimenez, they have, like, all the different brands. You kind of go in there, and you feel for the warm box, and that's where you dig your hand in, and you get, like, the packages of warm tortilla delivered multiple times a day. But it's kind of like living in Paris, where I, like, never made a baguette, because you can get great bread everywhere. It's like here, I would not even know how to make a tortilla because we can get wonderful corn tortillas and flour tortillas everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes I buy those. They're raw and you actually just, you know, put them in the fry pan or whatever and cook them up. And those are nice and warm and they're not bad for a flour tortilla. But boy, if I can stop in any market or restaurant and pick up fresh ones and take them home, that brings sheer joy to me because I think it's one of the best foods in the world. Luisa, will you tell everybody, you said next at Thalia Hall, but not everybody knows where that is. That's on West 18th, right, in Pilsen?
Yes, in Pilsen on 18th, which is the big main street. And then Thalia Hall is the big old building that's got, it's really primarily known as a performance venue, but in the front corner is where there's been a restaurant space, and Marisco San Pedro took it over last year and really has transformed it, and especially, like I said, for brunch. Try to go for that brunch if you can.
All right. You will find her on Instagram and at the Chicago Tribune. That is Luisa Chu. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Lisa.
Thank you.